Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill's here. What have you got?
Well, there's so much happening. We'll be going to the Olympics on opening ceremony day in a moment. But some big Gaelic Games news from last night. Armagh have named their team to play Galway in the All-Ireland final. And there's one change for the side that beat Kerry. It comes in defence. Conor Machen replacing Peter McGrain. Machen comes into the half-back line. Barry McCambridge switches to left corner back, and McGrain will start on the bench. Former Dublin star Paul Flynn will join us here in studio in an hour to preview the final. But as I say, it's Olympic Games opening ceremony day, and this morning the Irish men's rugby sevens team wake up with a lot of pain because they were a bit unlucky last night. They lost to Fiji. Fiji have never lost a match in Olympic sevens rugby, and Ireland led 15-7 in the second half thanks to two tries from Shane Mullins, one from Zach Ward. But Fiji fought back to edge ahead with two tries, but there was controversy around their winning try as they appeared to knock the ball forward. Ireland will now meet the USA tomorrow as they play off for fifth spot. The semi-finals will see South Africa meet France and Fiji play Australia. Six Irish boxers have received a bye in last night's Olympic draw. That's really good news because effectively it means that seven Irish fighters are just two wins away from a medal. There are fewer boxers in the boxing now, but it makes it harder to qualify. It's much tougher to get in there, but if you're in there, there's fewer fighters. Paul O'Flynn, though, has been speaking to many of the other athletes in Paris because the next 2 weeks is all about their dreams and their hard work coming true.
Cyclist Ryan Mullen is one of the 133 Irish athletes in Paris, and he's waited half his 29 years for his time to come.
It's quite surreal, to be honest. I mean, my first outing with Team Ireland was in 2009 in the European Youth Olympics in Finland. So that was my first taste of this, but it was on such a minuscule scale compared to here. Like, I almost stepped at Andy Murray's foot yesterday at breakfast. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Because obviously as a cyclist, when you're in the cycling bubble, you just get ushered around the world and you're the rock star wherever you go. Whereas here, you just feel like a little tadpole in a massive pond of big fish. So it's a really nice experience, and I'm loving it so far.
Like for many others, it's a family affair, a special moment to be shared with those there on the bad days as well as the good.
I'll probably cry, honestly. I've got a little son at home, and funny enough, he left a little toy for me to bring, a little Peppa Pig. So this Peppa's going around with me everywhere, and to have that motivation, knowing I've got my little man back at home cheering me on, that'll do me proud. I just want to make him proud, make my family proud. Doesn't matter what I feel, but as long as they're proud, that's all that matters.
It's a theme being embraced by the Irish contingent here in Paris. Chef de mission Gavin Noble says it's important to strike a balance between family time and a focus on performance.
The parents and the families have been great in terms of understanding this is the biggest event of their lives, it's the biggest week of their lives, and most of them are leaving them alone. But we've done a lot of work with the families, and they're as much part of the team and their experience. And we've got hospitality venues across Paris. They'll get to enjoy the games, not from afar, but I think they'll leave the athletes to it until after the event.
Now, here come the afterburners. Press them hard. Rashid Adeleke in the gold medal position.
Ireland has more medal prospects than ever before at the Games. From the rock star runner Rashida Adeleke, world champion swimmer Daniel Whiffen, gymnast Reese McClenaghan, rowers Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, boxer Kelly Harrington, and so many more, they have a real chance of beating the record haul of six medals at London 2012. For canoeist Liam Jegu, the Games are extra special. From Ballyvaughan in Clare, his dad is French, making this almost a home Olympics.
It's brilliant. I can't wait to race in front of all my friends, family and club members as well. My club's in Yunnan in the east of France, so it's going to be a fantastic experience, and really can't wait to get going. It's a much nicer experience. I mean, I have great memories of Tokyo, but this Olympics is a lot more about sharing. You get to meet a lot more athletes and exchange with them, and that's brilliant. It's hard not to think about the result. I think, you know, I really wanted to enjoy the whole experience this time around and not kind of lock myself in that mindset of I'm just here to compete, I'm just here to perform. I want to perform, I want to compete really well, but I also want to take in the whole experience and be able to look back on it really positively.
Yeah, good luck to Liam and all of the Irish athletes over the next few weeks. Now, mixed fortunes for the Irish sides in the Europa Conference League last night. Shelburne were well beaten in Switzerland as FC Zurich eased to a comprehensive 3-0 victory. Shells in trouble from the moment they conceded the opening goal in the first minute. In contrast, St Patrick's had let it go to Liechtenstein with a 2-goal cushion after they beat FC Vaduz 3-1, helped by 2 early goals from Jake Mulroney. Vaduz pulled a goal back in the second half before Joe Redmond restored St Pat's 2-goal advantage. Now, despite their defeat, Shelburne boss Damien Duff had a really interesting take on their experience.
As I said to the guys, as mad as it sounds, we've lost 3-0 to, you'd say, a brilliant team. I love nights like this. And what do I mean by that? I might think I'm a half-decent manager, a half-decent coach. I promise you I don't, but if I was to, here at Shelburne, I can be better, the staff can be better, the players, they might think, oh, I'm big, I'm strong, I'm quick, I'm technical. Well, we saw levels tonight, so when we're all back home, I can't disrespect how I work, the players can't disrespect a gym session, a speed session, a technical session with the ball. So that's what I mean by I love nights like this. It just always shows us that we can do better, but I couldn't be any prouder of the guys. Massive few months to go ahead of us, and there's nothing for them to be disappointed about. We'll absolutely have a good crack off them next Thursday. One more thing I'd say, the fans amazed. I can still hear them yeah, singing outside. It's not cheap travelling. It's a very busy world, and the show they put on tonight was absolutely outstanding. So everyone back home should be proud of Shelburne Football Club.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because of the European action, there are just 2 games tonight in League of Ireland Premier Division. It's Bohemians against Dundalk and Drogheda United versus Waterford. The First Division leaders, Cork City, host Kerry. In cricket, Ireland reduced Zimbabwe from 121-1 to 210 all out to finish day one of the Test match in Belfast in a very strong position. Ireland going to bat this morning. In golf, Patrick Harrington and Peter Lawrie are right in the mix going into day 2 of the Seniors Open at Carnoustie. The 2 Irishmen are on 1 under par, 3 shots behind the leader, Stephen Ames of Canada. And in the Canadian Women's Open, Leona Maguire is 2 over par, 6 shots behind the leader, Lauren Coughlin. We've racing today at both Cork and Kilbeggan.